Discover personally how the Word of God can affect a change in your life through the ministry of Bishop Dyke-Ewood Mills. Dyke-Ewood Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International, a denomination with over 2,000 branches worldwide. He is a healing evangelist and the author of several best-selling books. He is also the pastor of the First Love Church, a campus ministry with over 200 branches. The First Love Church is a vibrant church with young, energetic people full of first love for the Lord. Now listen to Dyke-Ewood Mills.
Oh, put your hands together for Jesus! It's a celebration service! Why are you still sitting down like that? Give the Lord a shout of praise! Are you happy to be in the house? Wow, shout, Iye! We are so grateful to God for bringing prophet back to the house. Put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. The Bible says that the living will praise the Lord and those that are alive will celebrate Him. Today at the celebration service, we want to just thank God for the many miracles He's been doing in our church and the many moves of God we've experienced through the ministry of the prophet. Amen. Our first testimony is from DeAndre. He says his family was touched during the communion time as he listened to the prayers. Put your hands together for him as he testifies. DeAndre, tell us, what has God done for you?
Amen. Thank you. I want to thank God for the opportunity to give this testimony. A few months ago, my cousin was admitted in the hospital. Aquila, she's just 8 months old. Her intestines failed, everything failed. Her body, even her heart and lungs were failing. So we all began to cry. We didn't know what to do. But I told my mom, don't worry. Daddy prayed for us on Sunday. I took communion on behalf. So don't worry, everything will be okay. So the following week, after we heard this news, nothing was getting better. Everything was getting worse and worse and worse. She was even crying while she was in the surgery. The doctor said that she might even die. So I told my mom, it's okay. It seems like everything is lost, everything is gone, but she'll survive. And by the grace of God, just last week she was discharged and she's happy and she's home with mommy.
Wow, put your hands together for Jesus. He says he was in church and he was believing God for his cousin who was sick. The baby had a problem with the intestines and the mom called him. Because he's in the Bible school, the mom called him that he should pray for the baby. And he says as he came to church, he was believing, as he took the communion, he was believing God could touch. Where are you coming from?
St. Lucia.
St. what?
St. Lucia.
Where is St. Lucia?
It's in the Caribbean.
Where is the Caribbean?
In South America.
It's nowhere in Canada. Put your hands together for Jesus. If you are here at the prophetic encounter service, I want to tell you that the power of God is able to touch you also. Whatever situation you came with, God is going to heal you. Amen. So do you believe in the healing?
Yes, I believe it fully.
So do you believe in the communion time?
Yes, I believe. Everybody should take it seriously, no matter how small or big the problem is. Take it seriously. Communion heals.
Wow, put your hands together for that powerful testimony. And our second testimony is from Daniel Yeboah. He's a student in Anikazo Bible and Ministry Training Center. Put your hands together for him as he comes. Daniel, tell us, what has God done for you?
I want to thank God Almighty, first of all. And secondly, the thanks goes to our Father, the Bishop Dyke-Ewood Mills, for obeying the call of God, and that someone like me can be saved. I'm here to give a testimony about a supernatural change in my life through the ministry of the Bishop. I used to do very bad things uncontrollably, and some of them were, I used to smoke very well.
Is there a level of smoking that is not very well? He's saying that he used to smoke very well. Hey! And what else? What else did he use?
I used to watch pornography. I was very addicted to pornography. I used to watch lesbian porn. And I knew that if I hadn't been saved by this ministry, I would have eventually turned a homosexual. And I also went into a covenant with a spirit. Yes, and I also almost joined a cult through a friend. And I went into also a confusion with my dad. I had a confusion with him, and I struggled with him. Our relationship broke. And I also didn't really...
The summary of what he says, that he was a very... How many of you can realize that he was very bad? But nobody is past the saving power of Jesus Christ. Today God is going to save. If you believe it, say amen. And so how did you get saved?
Okay, one day I was going to get a joint with my friend.
What does a joint mean?
A smoke, marijuana. Yeah, we were going to buy some, but we passed by a church. And that friend said that that church is the church he used to attend.
Your friend used to attend the church? He used to.
Yeah, he used to attend that church. And we just passed on. But then a call came in, not long. My uncle said that he wanted to meet all of us. And the message was this, that he feels that things are not going on very well in the family. And we should all get a hiding place. And what he has tried that has helped him is God. And therefore, he's encouraging all of us to go. But he felt the strongest to tell us, because he felt that if he hadn't told us, it wouldn't be good for him. So from there, I then remembered that we passed by a church. My friend said it's a church. So that was the church I decided to go. When I entered the church, lo and behold, it was Lighthouse Chapel International, Kakraba, Yanyano. Now Bishop, then Reverend Bishop Kujo Bakwin is the bishop there now. And I went through New Believer School. I gave my life to Christ. And I joined the ministry in church, Ashes to be precise. And then now I find myself in the Bible school, and a council Bible seminary. But what I want to say is that I was living a life of a meaningless life. There were times I felt like killing myself, because I felt that there wasn't use. Even though I became born again, there was no use of me in this world. But through the teachings, the books of the Bishop Dagoward Mills, I found a meaning to life. I found that to kill myself, I would rather kill myself for someone else to be able to be saved to the kingdom of heaven. That would be worth it than just killing myself and going.
Wow, why don't you put your hands together for Jesus? Hallelujah. Young people are characterized by visionless lives, unguided lives, lives that are meaningless. And this boy was going nowhere. And he's saying that when he came into contact with the ministry and he heard a pastor of Lighthouse Chapel International preaching, and since he's been in the Bible school, he's realized that his life has changed from better to better and better and better. That will be your testimony too in Jesus' name. Wow, put your hands together for that powerful testimony. And our final testimony is coming from Madiba from South Africa. Put your hands together for him. Wow, do it better for him as he comes. Madiba, tell us, what has God done for you?
I want to thank God for how he transformed my life through a supernatural encounter with Bishop Dagoward Mills in 2014 at a camp called Can I Say Thanks?
This was in which country?
This is Botswana. I'm from Botswana. Yes,
Botswana.
Please.
Okay.
So, I mean, before this camp and this encounter, I was a very bad boy. I mean, from the age of 15, I started smoking. I started sleeping with girls. I mean,
from the age of what?
15 years old.
15.
I was in year one. That's
one
high
five.
School. Yeah.
Wow.
So I remember in high school when I was being suspended for distributing pornography to even Muslim students.
You were a distributor of pornography?
Yes, please. I was distributing pornography.
I've heard of distributors of Macarius. I've heard of distributors of Pampers. I've heard of distributors of Ideal Milk. But I didn't know that they were distributors of pornography. God is saving your life in Jesus' name. If you believe it, shout, Iye.
Yeah. So, I mean, that day, my deputy headmaster, during the counseling, the hearing, he told me that there's nothing good that can come out of me.
That's what your deputy?
My deputy headmaster of the whole school in Botswana. He said that there's nothing good that can come out of me and that I'm a crook. I mean, there's nothing positive that can come out of my life.
And what happened? How did he get changed?
Well, from high school, I moved to tertiary school. I mean, that's where I became to do, greater exploits in the world. Like now,
greater exploits?
Yes, please. Like I was selling marijuana. I mean, I even started, I did dreadlocks.
You had dreadlocks?
Yes, please.
You were a Rasta man?
I was a Rasta man. I was a drug lord in the university.
You were what?
A drug lord.
You were the drug lord?
Yes, please.
Hey! So, do you believe that this guy, that's him on the screen. He was the drug lord of his university. He was the drug lord. Is that you?
Yes, that's me in high school.
Were you wearing a wig or that was your hair?
That was my hair, but like...
Say, yeah. And what happened?
So, one day, I was sitting in a place called Amsterdam. There's a place in tertiary. We call it Amsterdam because that's a smoking zone.
It's a smoking zone?
Yeah. Only,
and that was where you used to hang out?
Yeah, only if you smoke, that's where you can sit.
Wow.
Yeah, so I was sitting there with five of my friends. we're sharing a cigarette. So when it was about my turn, the one who was smoking said, oh, there's somebody who's calling me behind. So I looked. When I saw the person behind me was my shepherd. His name is Pastor Benedict. He had been inviting me to church. I had gone once, but I wasn't really a serious Christian. I wasn't really going. So when I went to him, that's when he told me that he's inviting me for a camp with Bishop Dag Heward Mills in Botswana. So he took out his Kindle and he showed me short videos. I mean, Daddy in Healing Jesus, Pastors Conference. I was like, wow, this is a great man of God. So when he was talking to me, I just told myself that, you know, I'm not going to go because the reason why I'm going is not because I believe or I'll be changed or anything. I just go because this is a great man of God. One, two, even if I go for this camp, it's not like he'll notice me. The guy with the rasta earrings and all that, doing all these bad things. So when I went to this camp, Daddy was talking about how can I say thanks? How can you be thankful for what God has done for you in your life? Then he was coming from the front. Then he just came. I was sitting at the back where the media people
sit. Back.
Yeah, the camp. I was sitting at the back. And he just came. He pointed one, two. I think the third person. Yeah, the third person. He said, that was me.
That was you at the camp.
Yeah, that was me at the back.
Wow, put your hands together for Jesus.
So he came and he asked me, what are you thankful to God for? Then I told him, oh, I'm thankful for the life of my father, school, and all that. But I want to testify today that ever since that camp, my whole life has been transformed.
Wow.
I mean, after that camp, I cut my dreadlocks. I stopped selling weed. I started becoming a serious Christian. I stopped sleeping with girls. And the following year, my pastor he told me that, Madiba, I want you to go and start a cell meeting.
He wants you to go and start a cell meeting?
Yes, please. That's 2015.
Wow.
Yeah, he told me that he wants me to be a cell leader in the same university that I was distributing all these things.
In the same university where you were known as a drug lord.
Yes, please.
Now you became a cell leader.
A cell leader.
That is him. That is him being appointed as a cell leader.
Yeah.
Wow. Put your hands together for Jesus.
So I really want to thank God for transforming my life through this camp. My life has totally changed. I mean, now I'm in the Bible school. All the way from Botswana, I've come to Bible school. I want to be trained to become a pastor. And this, I can only reference this to the encounter with Bishop Dag in the camp. How can I say thanks?
Actually, when this brother told me, I know him personally, when he told me he had a great change testimony he was going to share, I said, this SUistic brother, this humanistic brother, which maybe he used to not pray for an hour a day, now you started praying for an hour. I didn't know he had this heavy past, but God has been able to save him, and God is going to save you also. If you are here and you were saved in this ministry, your life has been transformed. I want you to stand to your feet and put your hands together to the Lord as we say thank you to Jesus on this special occasion of Daddy's birthday. We want to celebrate the many salvations that have characterized this ministry, the many pure conversions that have characterized this ministry. We are grateful to God for sending us a prophet, because the Bible says that he is a prophet and he will send many unto salvation. Put your hands together for that powerful testimony.
Take it all in. decide to be a fertile ground, receiving the word. That's the only way you will be truly blessed. I don't wanna be a wayside ground. I don't wanna be a thorny ground. I don't wanna be a stony ground. Lord, make me a good ground, a very good ground, 'cause I don't wanna be a wayside ground. I don't wanna be a thorny ground. I don't wanna be a stormy ground. Lord, make me a good ground, a very, very good ground. Whoa. One day I sat by a girl with a bad attitude. Nothing that the preacher said touched her heart that day. She was on her phone, throughout the preaching. She was chatting with her friends instead of listening to the word. She showed no sign of being moved by the word. That's when I knew the seed had fallen on the wayside. I don't wanna be a wayside ground, and I don't wanna be a thorny ground. I don't wanna be a stony ground. Lord, make me a good ground, a very good ground, 'cause I don't wanna be a wayside ground. Stormy ground, but let me a good ground, a very, very good ground. Whoa. I sat at the back of the church one Sunday morning, right beside a guy who had a stony heart. He looked uninterested with the word of God. He would not smile, he would not laugh, he would not even say amen. He showed no sign of being moved by the word. That's when I knew I was sitting by a stony ground. I don't wanna be a wayside ground. I don't wanna be a thorny ground. I don't wanna be a stony ground. Lord, make me a good ground, a very good ground, 'cause I don't wanna be a wayside ground. I don't wanna be a thorny ground. I don't wanna stormy ground. Lord, make me a good ground, a very, very good ground. Whoa. One day I sat behind three young men in the church. They had something to say about everything. They said the preacher was not anointed. They said he didn't know the word. His messages did not make sense. They criticized him throughout the preaching. That's when I knew the seed had fallen among the thorns. I don't wanna be a wayside ground. I don't wanna be a thorn. holy ground. God, make me a good ground, a very good ground. I don't want to be a wayside ground, and I don't want to be a thorny ground. I don't want to be a stony ground. God, make me a good ground, a very, very is the sower of the seed. Jesus comes to sow the word in your life every day. What kind of hearts do you have to receive the word of God? Are you a stony ground, a thorny ground, or a wayside ground? I know you will be a good ground. Wanna be a wayside ground? Do you wanna be a thorny ground? Do you wanna be a stony ground? God, make me a good ground, a very good ground, 'cause I don't wanna be, don't wanna be a wayside ground.
Everybody lies. You fool yourself with wild romance. How can you explain it? Your lifestyle of parties forever. You're gonna go to hell. Lifestyle, nightclubs, boozing, fooling forever. All you do is to have fun. Give your life. Give your life to Jesus Christ. Oh, oh, turn around, turn around, turn around. Oh yeah. Oh my friends, you're gonna die. You already have one foot in hell. What will you say on judgment day? Satan has deceived you and you and you. Eternity begins in heaven or in hell. The soul that sins, that soul will die. How can you explain it? Your lifestyle of parties forever. You're gonna go to hell. Your lifestyle, nightclubs, boozing, fooling forever. All you do is to have fun. Give your people lost in sin. Sheep without a shepherd, 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 shepherd. How can they be saved unless they hear? Let Jesus' gospel be declared. How can they explain it? Their lifestyle of parties forever. They're gonna go to hell. Nightclubs, boozing, fooling forever. Oh, all they do is to have fun. Give your life. Jesus Christ, oh, and turn around, oh, once you're in hell, you cannot come out. It is appointed to man to you die, there will be judgment. Weeping and gnashing teeth in hell. Yeah. You must meet the living Savior. Oh, yes, yes, you must meet the living Savior. Yes, yes, yeah, yeah. Oh, 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 yeah. Oh, you're gonna go to hell if you don't give your life to Jesus Christ. Oh, 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 and turn around, turn around, turn around.
Oh yeah, she's in the street.
lights, waiting at the corner for you. She's hunting for you. Her name is Sheila. Strange woman, avoid her at all costs, or you will pay the price. A strange woman, hunting for the life of God's anointed. So be careful, careful, careful. At the window, I beheld among the simple ones. Behold a young man, void of understanding, passing by. He's on the street. He went down the way to her house. Oh yeah. So she kissed him. Darling, let me take you to my room until the morning. Her name is Sheila. Strange woman, avoid her at all cost, or you will pay the price. Sheila, hunting for the life of God's anointed. So be careful, careful, careful. So she called him, and he followed her to her house. Exciting, sexy and delicious just to see. Like an ox, she led him to the slaughter of his life. Oh yeah. And like a fool, he followed her to her death. He took a life. Her name is Sheila. Strange woman, avoid her at all costs, or you will pay the price. Her name is Sheila, hunting for the life of God's anointed. So be careful, careful, careful. Do not desire her beauty, and do not be tempted by her beauty. She hunts for your precious life. Ah! Oh, child of God, listen to the word of the Lord. That will save you from a strange woman. Oh, yeah. One dead man, many mighty men has she slain. Oh yeah, her house the way, going all the way down to hell. God wants to save you. Her name is Sheila. Strange woman, avoid her at all cost, or you will bear the price. Yeah, Sheila, hunting for life of God's anointed. So be careful, 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 careful. Sheila, strange woman, avoid her at all cost, or you will pay the price. Sheila, hunting for the life of God's anointed. So be careful, careful, careful. Thank you. to feel this love forever. Oh, I want a love that never fails. Oh, yeah. I want my love to last. Eternal. Oh, I don't want the sun to stop shining on my love. Lord, I'm married now, and I want my love to last. I want to love and be loved. For relationships to go on and on and on and on. Oh, will he love me forever? Oh, will I also love him forever? Oh, I want my love to last. I want my love to last. Love never fails. Whatever God does, it shall be forever. This is the love that God has made, and I know that it will last through all the changing seasons of life. Oh, oh, I want my love to last. Oh,
first love, today is our Father's birthday celebration service. What a blessing it is to be here. Today is not a normal day, and we have every right and every excuse to be happy and to be excited and to jump and to shout. And the Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 11, it says, wise words are like goads and nails fastened with by masters of assemblies, but all the words flow from one shepherd. So we have different pastors in this church who are masters of different assemblies all over the city, but we only have one shepherd and we have one pastor that God has given us. And all the words we preach, all the books we read, and all the messages which have transformed and changed our lives come from that shepherd that the Lord has given us himself. And today I feel blessed and privileged to bring to you our pastor and our shepherd to bring the word of God on this special day. And I tell you, there's a special birthday anointing on him. And if you're as excited as I am, lift your voice and celebrate the gift of God. My father, your father, prophet, bishop, dad, first ever. It's not possible to be
Father, thank you for this morning, this afternoon, today. Fill our hearts with your mighty spirit and lead us into your perfect plan. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Wonderful. What a blessing. And right. I was just checking the date. I realized my birthday was 2 weeks ago. What a blessing. Thank you. Thank you. Beautiful. I want to bring you greetings from Korea, Seoul, Korea. You'll be there. Amen. And also, I bring you greetings from Sydney, Australia. You'll be there too.
Amen.
The prophecy you believe is the prophecy that will happen. Don't think about how it will happen. Just believe things. And God will bless you the more you believe. Amen. We had a camp meeting in Australia with our delegates coming from Fiji, from Vanuatu, from Solomon Islands. You'll be traveling. You'll be laboring day and night. From Papua New Guinea, from New Zealand. Yes. So the church is growing. They know everything. It's as if they live here. Yeah. You know, those of us who are here, we have to be careful because the people there is like they are here. I think the podcast has connected the whole world together in an amazing way. So you must make sure that as you are here, you are also connected. And not that somebody far away. Because actually it is morning there now. Or it's midnight. So they are, yes, so they are waiting to have a podcast in the morning. When they wake up on Monday, it is now church is finished. When we are having revival, it's Monday. It's amazing. So that is the blessing. So today I'm just sharing a short message on, because it's already, you know, time. How many enjoy Ida's music? You know that song, You're Gonna Go to Hell? The one she was singing before this. I had a testimony when I was coming from Dubai. Someone, put your foot on the ground, say, you'll be there. You are going places. I said, you are going places. And somebody gave his life to Christ dramatically when he heard that song, "We're Gonna Go to Hell." He was frightened. Yeah. Especially the pastor said, "How can you explain it? How can you explain your lifestyle of fooling, boozing, partying forever?" Hey! And he repented in tears and gave his life to Jesus. So I was quite amazed by that. So you hear the songs, you think it's just a song, but the Bible says, speaking to yourselves in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Amen. What a blessing. Now, I want to just begin a very important series, I've been sharing about the seven great principles, and this goes on from there because it concerns our Christian life, and it's entitled Enjoying Life Through the Holy Spirit. Wow. Yes, enjoying your life on earth through the Holy Spirit. Amen. You may also call it the Holy Spirit and you. You may also call it how to flow with the Holy Spirit. But I would prefer to call it enjoying life through the Holy Spirit. Amen. I believe that we should just take note of something that happened when Jesus rose from the dead. Before he rose from the dead. All right. If you want it in principles, I can give you that way as well. I think you like it that way. The first principle would be, remember the promise of the Holy Spirit. Remember always that this was the promise. Just as we remember the campaign promises of people when they are trying to be elected, they promise many things. We heard of free SHS, and I think we are experiencing it. What else have we heard of? One district, one factory. Are we experiencing that yet? I'm sure. It's a pipeline. Yeah. One village, one dam. These are the promises. All right? Now, Jesus' campaign promise was found in John 14, verse 16. He said, when I get to the Father, I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter. I'm talking about your life on this earth. How to enjoy your life on earth and how to have a higher kind of life through the Holy Spirit. And he promised, when I get to the Father, I will ask him to give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Amen. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but you know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. So principle number one is remember, okay, the promise of the Holy Spirit is the campaign promise of our Lord. Now, can you please put verse 16 up on the screen in the Amplified version? Amplified. It says, I will ask the Father and he will give you another comforter. And I, you know, the word comforter for somebody like me didn't really work well, because I just imagined somebody who is going to stop your tears when you are crying. Every time you cry, oh, sorry. Oh, no. You understand? You know, sorry. Don't cry. So I thought to myself, what is the use of the Holy Spirit who is just coming to, sorry, 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 sorry. I mean, and it is because of the translation of the word, you get a kind of a slightly different meaning. Because comforter is not really what it is. The word is paraclete, which is, and you can see the Amplified Bible has broken it up into what it is, which is on the screen. It says counselor. Okay? So, counsel in this life, then helper, somebody who's going to really help us. How many need help? How many need help? Say it well, so that if you say you don't need that, you say, oh, I see. Let me go to somebody who needs the help. Intercessor, somebody who will intervene. During the camp in Australia, one of the members did something and was arrested for ponding. And the person was brought to the stage to be thoroughly pondered. But then suddenly, a lady ran out of the congregation to intercede. She said, this is my sheep. It's a very good sheep. And she spoke to me on behalf of the sheep. And the sheep was delivered and spared from the ponding. And she is the only person who was spared or delivered from being pondered in the whole camp. Everybody else was pondered because no other shepherd rose up for the salvation of their sheep to intercede. So, the Holy Ghost is going to step in your life when things are going down, 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 dark, dark, dark. Somebody is going to step in just in the nick of time. Receive that prophecy over your life. Amen. Then advocate. Advocate. That is a lawyer. A good lawyer. When I was in Korea, you'll be there practically. Don't say it as a joke, you know. The other day, somebody was coming to me praying. Then the person was kneeling. I said, don't play games with spiritual things. When I say something, you'll be there. Say, don't joke. I'll be there. You'll be there. Say it well. You'll be there. You'll be practically there. Yes. Don't joke with these things. I've seen too many jokes come to pass, so don't joke. All right? Be serious. Yeah, I said, you'll be there. Amen. Then, advocate. I was in Korea, and a pastor was telling me, is telling a story. He said somebody was fighting them in a court or in whatever situation, and the Holy Spirit gave him a dream. And gave him a name. Either a name or a dream. There was a dream and there was a name. And then he looked in the telephone directory for the person, for a lawyer. And he saw the person's name. So he called the person. And the person said, no. Usually when there is a case like this, I am on the other side. I will fight you. So he said, I cannot do it. But something that has been going on for a long time. And then the man called back. He said, I don't know why, but I want to do it. When the man entered the court, 30 minutes. Something that has been going on for years. 30 minutes to the end of the case. He just ended the case. May you have an advocate. This is a lawyer. To end all cases against you in the name of Jesus. Amen. And then strengthener. Strengthener. How many don't feel strong sometimes? How many feel weak sometimes? The Holy Spirit is your strengthener. And then your standby. Standby generator. When everything is off and nothing is working. That's when the Holy Ghost comes in. Now, you can ask pastors, preachers. There are a lot of preachers who will tell you that they have been apparently most anointed when they are off and not in the mood of preaching or something is wrong. Most pastors can tell you, give you that testimony. Why? Because we will not put on the standby generator until everything is off. So when everything is off in your life, then the Holy Ghost is the one who is flowing totally. So that's why it happens that way. So remember the promise. This is a very great promise. This is a campaign promise of Jesus. Okay? Now, Now let's go on. Number two. I'm just giving you a couple of points and then we are done for the day. Acts chapter 1. Now remember, Jesus gave this campaign promise in John chapter 14. When did he die? Which chapter did he die in? You don't know which chapter of John. Check which chapter Jesus died in. This was the campaign promise Jesus made in chapter 14. All right? He died in chapter 19. All right? Now, after Jesus died and rose from the dead, right, we have Acts chapter 1. So, the second point is focus on the Holy Spirit. Focus on the Holy Spirit. Amen. Acts chapter 1 and verse 1. The former treaties have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and to teach. Now, how many want to learn from somebody? Somebody, God gives you someone to learn from, isn't it? And one of the ways you learn from someone is what you see in Acts chapter 1. What Jesus began both to do and to teach. You don't only learn from what somebody teaches. You learn from what the person does. Because many people who are good at doing don't know why they are doing what they are doing. You know, some years ago I bought a book about golf written by Tiger Woods. And the introduction to the book said, most people who are good at doing things cannot explain what they are doing. But in the book, as an introduction, of course, maybe to make people buy the book, he was surprised to find that Tiger Woods was able to explain why and how he was doing what he was doing. Because most people who are good at something, doing something, right, don't really know what it is they do that is good and that works. So many people like that cannot teach it. So that is why you can have somebody who cannot do but can teach it, like some of the football coaches. You see? Like they cannot really play well, but they understand. I don't know whether Mourinho has ever been a player. He was a what? Interpreter of what? He was an interpreter for the Barcelona manager. Yeah. So he may not know. And then you have good players who have tried to be coaches, but I don't know if you know any examples. Maradona. All right? So, hello, are you there? This is a great wisdom key. I've always benefited from this key. And that is, you learn from what Jesus did as well as what he taught. So, we learn from what Jesus began to do and then what he began to teach. So, if you read Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, what he taught is in red and what he did is in black. Okay? The book is divided into two parts. Red letter is what Jesus said, his words. But doing what he did is in black. And black is more than the red. So you can learn a lot more from what somebody does. I just came from Korea. I learned a lot from Yonggi Cho. Mostly what he did, not what he taught. Yes. So always do that. Anyway, this is just by the way. Verse 2. Until the day he was taken up, after that he through the Holy Ghost had given commandments to the apostles whom he had chosen. Verse 3. To whom also he showed himself alive after his passion. Do you know what the passion is? The dying of Christ is called the passion. That's why that film is called the Passion. Is it called the Passion of Christ? Yes. So after his passion, you see that word in the Bible. How many didn't know the word was in the Bible? That's it there. After his passion. By many infallible proofs, being seen of them for 40 days. So Jesus appeared from the dead for 40 days. After that, he stopped appearing. Some of the prophets who claim to be seen all the time, you may sometimes wonder whether it is exactly like this. Speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. Verse 4. Now, being assembled together with them, he commanded. You see, now this is after you are born again. Okay? After you are born again. He commanded that they should not depart from Jerusalem. Now, your success depends on not departing from places God has told you to be at. Your success depends on being at places God has commanded you to be at. I remember, and I don't want to mention names because now I think a lot more people are listening. So I don't want to mention it, but everybody knows, you know the person I'm talking about. But I met his pastor. He's a worship leader. And his pastor told me, he said, my worship leader became a multi-millionaire. A multi-millionaire. He said he described the things that he came into. He said he was my worship. And then when he was very, very, very popular, we all sing his songs and have sung his songs over the years. He left the church and moved to another part of America to be there, I don't know, to do whatever. And he told me he lost everything. He said he lost everything, including his family. And recently he came back to his home church and told his pastor, he was sitting with him, he said tears were in his eyes. He said, I should never have left this place. I've lost everything by moving away. So when Jesus says, do not depart from Jerusalem, you must know where God has placed you. And not everywhere is the same. You know, when we go to Israel, and I want the Basenta leaders to start preparing to go to Israel very soon. Yes. Now, when you go to Israel, you see there's a difference between the word Jerusalem and Galilee and Nazareth and Bethlehem and Judea and Samaria. They are all different places. It's like saying Lagos. And you know, it's like, you know when sometimes you meet some Americans and they say, oh, you're from Africa. Then they ask, I know, do you know this man? He lives in Kenya. I said, Kenya is very far from where I am. Can you drive to Zimbabwe? I know somebody in Zimbabwe. If I come to Ghana, can we drive to Zimbabwe? Zimbabwe is very far. But what it is that they think Africa is just one big place. Are you with me? That's how we all think of the Holy Land. But it is not so. So he said, don't go out of Jerusalem. Meanwhile, they were Galileans. They would have been more comfortable after this whole experience to go back home. But Jesus said, stay in Jerusalem. I have an appointment with you in Jerusalem. when I appear, you better be in Jerusalem, not in Galilee. Not everywhere is the same. So, oh, I'm just going to church in my neighborhood. That church is near me. Not every church is the same. Not every location is the same. You may backslide in one church and another church, you may not backslide. You may become a pastor when you join a church in church and another church, you may fall away completely from Christ. Every church is different, a little different. Jesus said, don't depart from Jerusalem. Come on. Are you here? But wait. Wait for money. Wait for business. Wait for what? Wait. So, principle number two is focus on the Holy Spirit. Remember the promise, the campaign promise, and focus on the Holy Spirit. Go back to my verse, please. Acts 1. Now, look at what the disciples came up with immediately. Verse 5. Notice, everybody. For John truly baptized with water, but you, Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit, this is what you need to focus on. Holy Spirit. Verse 6. When they were come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will you restore the kingdom to Israel? Why would you be asking this? Verse 7. Now, and Jesus said, it is not for you to know the times and the seasons which the Father has put in his own power. Okay? Verse 8. Again, focus on the Holy Spirit, not on politics. You shall receive power after the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the earth. Focus on the Holy Spirit. Focus on the Spirit. Listen. You know, there are many good things, but we must remember to focus on what Jesus tells us to focus on. They wanted to do politics. Why? Because Israel was under the captivity of the Romans. Romans had colonized them, just like how Britain colonized Ghana. Israel had been colonized by Rome. So Israel was a small but troublesome spot. And they always had to send hard heads, hard Roman commanders to control Israel, because Israel was a little uncontrollable. So Israel had, if you remember, Pontius Pilate. Remember Pontius Pilate? Pontius Pilate was the governor. So that's why when we say the Apostles' Creed, we say crucified under Pontius Pilate. Remember, he tried to wash his hands. Are you listening to me? And those of you at the back, I hope you are not on your phones texting anybody. Check your neighbor if he's texting a phone. You can't sit by me. You have to go out. Ha! Kayo Maloba, Sebalaba. Angel, catch them! Now listen, I hope you are listening. This is one of the shortest messages, so listen. You receive power. Remember Pontius Pilate? He was the commander for Jerusalem. Do you remember when Jesus was being crucified? You remember when Jesus was being crucified? Jesus was sent to Herod. Because Herod was the governor of Galilee. And they said Jesus was from Galilee. So since Herod was in town, Herod was visiting. You see, Galilee is far away. When we go, you see the difference between Galilee and Jerusalem. How many are seeing more and more why you need to actually be in Israel. Hello. Yeah. So, since Herod was visiting, and Herod and what do you call it, did not flow, he said, look, you go to this man. I hear you are even from there. You know, Pilate was just trying to wash his hands of Jesus, but he couldn't wash his hands of. And when he went to Herod, Herod couldn't find anything wrong with him. All right? So, Ghana, do you remember Gadgetzburg? Who was he? He was a governor of the Gold Coast. And he had a plan to develop the Gold Coast, which is still not being done. And who was the governor for Nigeria? Lord, what? Lugard. Lugard. If you go to Achimota School, there's a house called Lugard House. Yes, it's a school. You want to be there? You should have been there. You can't be there now, it's late. So it is like God in Gadgetzburg, and then Lord Lugard is visiting Ghana. And Jesus was being crucified by God in Gadgetzburg, and since Lord Lugard was visiting Accra, then Jesus was sent to him. And then Lord Lugard couldn't find anything, so sent him back to Gadgetzburg. So that's why Pilate sent him to Herod. Herod sent him back. The Herods, there are many Herods. There's several Herods. Herod is like a nana, saying nana or something. Yes. Are you with me? Yeah. Okay. So now they were asking, so are we going to shake off all these people and have independence? And Jesus said, it's not, don't think of politics. You see? And they were not able to shake off the Jews because it was not time. Time for that was 1945, 1948, 14th May was when they were asked what they were asking Jesus about. That's when it happened. 1948, 1948 years later is when Israel finally became a nation. And that's what we are celebrating this year, 70 years since this thing they were asking in Acts. What will it happen now? Jesus said, don't think of something that God has put in his time and his own season. Are you with me? But rather focus on the Holy Spirit. So focus on the Holy Spirit, which means don't focus on everything else. Today, a lot of pastors do business. Great men of God are doing business, and they are very confidently talking about it. But personally, I don't find basically the time to do such things because I have done business before.
When I finished school, before I was in full-time ministry, so I don't have the time.
And I find out that many, you know, at first I thought it was not even in Ghana. But as we travel through African nations, you find, you go to a country, most of the pastors are politicians. Yes. They are this party and also a pastor. Reverend and then a pastor and also a politician. And at the same time, other group are doing business. And every other thing except what Jesus said, we should focus on. And you notice that focusing on the Holy Spirit and on the whole world, on what God's work is, right, will actually lead to what is God's will, and what will happen when God decides it will happen. So, today, God is telling you, focus on the Holy Spirit now that you are saved, and you are going to have a higher kind of life. Now, I'll tell you, I have noticed people who focus on the Holy Spirit become very great. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is God. You know, one time I was privileged to be with Benny Hinn. Yeah. And I was having dinner with him. So we had dinner for like 2 hours, and then I talked with him another 2 hours. But I remember one time he made a comment about his book, Good Morning, Holy Spirit. And he said, when he wrote the book, it was a friend who took the book and said, look, because I'm your friend and I work in this company, I will publish it for you. We just make 5,000 copies just as a favor, because he was also a Lebanese man. He said, when they put the book there, Holy Spirit, I'm teaching you about when you focus on the Holy Spirit, there is an explosion. When he put the book there, immediately the book got finished. And then they want another one. And then they wanted more. Then suddenly the people who were, something that they were just doing as a favor for an unknown pastor, suddenly became like a wildfire. So he said they had to actually take the book back and then look at what he had written in it to see whether he had written the right things and correct it and then put it out. Holy Spirit. And millions of the book. He said up till that time I was talking with him, maybe 20 to 30 years later, he was still receiving, what do you call it, from the book. Just on the whole, not any special doctrine. Just the Holy Spirit. I've come to see that people who focus on the Holy Spirit, not focus on money, not focus on anything, politics, whatever, focus on the Holy Spirit and find what is the Holy Spirit, you will have a different life. Because the Holy Spirit is not just what you may think. People think the Holy Spirit is fall down, fall down, fall down. There's more to the Holy Spirit than falling down. Are you listening to me? So focus on the Spirit and let us enjoy life. So Jesus was really strong, because the disciples, they were just ordinary people like we are. And it's easy, you know, when you even want to work for God, you feel the need for money. You may feel the need for politics, all these things. Sometimes you can see the problems in the country. You know, some of the problems in the country, you can see that even a church can solve it if they were empowered to do so. So, tell somebody, I want to focus on the Holy Spirit. Now, John chapter 14, verse 17. Please, look at this one. It says, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it seeth him not. You see, when you don't see the Holy Spirit, you don't receive the Holy Spirit. So that is why I'm telling you to focus. You see, the Holy Spirit is in me and on me. Without the Holy Spirit, I cannot do what I am doing. But when you see me, you may not see the Holy Spirit. You may see a half-caste man. You may see a Ghanaian. You may see an Obroni. You may see whatever you want to see. You may see an educated person. You may see an uneducated person. Depending on how you analyze. How the screws in your brains are working. You think differently. But those who see the Spirit are the ones who can receive the Spirit. That's why an anointed person can walk by you. You will not receive the Holy Spirit, but even you will receive a curse. It's true. Jesus was prophesied to be somebody who will cause the rise and fall of many. There are people who are falling because of me, and there are people who rise because of me. So you have to see the Spirit. And if you don't see, if you don't focus, and you don't see the anointing, and you don't see the Spirit, you can't receive the Spirit. What did Elisha tell Elijah? If you see, he said, give me double the portion of anointing. He said, you ask a hard thing, but if you see when I'm going, in other words, if you are focused, you will receive the Spirit. Because there must be an anointing on my life. There must be an apostolic anointing. We are building churches in many, many countries. Many countries. I mean, if you were to even see the... We have churches and members. There are no Ghanaians at those places.
Yes.
Fijians and Papua New Guineans and all kind of people, pastors. I remember one guy, he was a gangster, a gang lord, and how he got converted in Papua New Guinea. I hear it's quite a dangerous place. Yes. There must be something in the Holy Spirit working to build churches remotely. I've not been there for 8 years. I've not stepped there for eight years. The church has grown. Grown. So actually the target now is 20,000 members there. Because it's such a large movement that is working. And we are heading for islands. They are building. They are actually doing construction. If you go to Papua New Guinea, our church... in the place they are building, I was looking at the pictures of the construction of the cathedral in Papua New Guinea and in Fiji. So there must be some spirit working. Yes. With the books, even the songs, when I heard this person was converted, I mean converted in fear when he listened to the song, you're going to go to hell. It shows you the power of God. Oh yes, power of God. Power of God. Power of God. It's working. But you see, you may not see. You may see a tired human being. Because sometimes I'm tired. You may look at me and say, the man is tired. That's all you see. Is this tired? That's a human being is tired. You may not. It depends. So he says, whom the world cannot receive because it seeth him not. So open your eyes and see anointing. See the Spirit. Focus on the Holy Spirit. And you will start to receive the Holy Spirit to help you in your life. Look at your life. Let us face it. In the natural, how is your life going to be? Like if we can predict. Like what is going to come out of your... Look at our brother, the Rasta man who came. Rastaman, come back to me, the former Rastaman. Put his picture back on the screen. Put his picture back. What's your name again?
Madiba.
Madiba. I have never seen or heard of him till today. Yes. I didn't convert him. That's his picture. Give us the other one. That's it. This Rastafarian, right, was not invited to a crusade. He was not saved. Somebody invited him to a camp which is for pastors and shepherds and serious Christians. He's not even a member of the church. And he came to sit there. Who do you think convicted his heart? Who do you think convicted his heart? The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. Yes. Beautiful. I prophesied years ago that I will have pastors. I don't know their names. I went and I was introduced to this. I met a whole lot of pastors. I had the meetings with them. Yeah. Pastors from Papua New Guinea, Fijian, I mean, different countries. Fair, Tonga. Yes. Samoa, Tonga, yes, all those countries were there, Tonga. Islands, you see it in the sea like that, you see that it can be covered by the sea, but it's there in the sea. They travel by boat. Look at it, pure salvation. What it can save this one? So there must be some spirit working. The person starts to cry and starts to change. What happened to you? Why did you change?
I think it was a personal conviction because after the camp, nobody told me to cut my dreadlocks. Nobody told me to stop smoking. Nobody told me to stop selling marijuana, sleeping with girls. It just happened that after the camp, I just told myself that, look, this is, I can't live this life anymore. And I cut my dreadlocks. I cut my dreadlocks. I stopped putting on earrings. I mean, I was surprised because the same year, usually I go home during holidays. I told my pastor, Reverend Patrick, that I want to sleep in church. I don't want to go home. I don't know why, but I just don't want to go home. I want to be around during holidays. And it happened constantly, constantly.
Mene waba wabia. This is the real mene waba wabia. This is it. Waba wops. Hallelujah. Those of you outside, far away, try to see the dreadlocks. Look at it. You would think that it is something Mali that is on the screen. Thank you, my friend. See the Spirit. Put my scripture back on, John 14. See the Spirit. And the world, you don't receive no needle until you start to see. And you don't know the Spirit. You don't know the Spirit. You don't see the Spirit. So you don't receive the Spirit. So it's very important that you focus on the Spirit. Are you listening? Beautiful. So, principle number one is what? Remember the promise of the Spirit. Principle number two is focus on the Spirit. And principle number three, the last principle for today, is receive the Holy Spirit. I said receive the Holy Spirit. Receive the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter number 2. The Spirit must be working. You know? 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Listen. You see my books. The books that I wrote by God's grace. Or I should say our books because a team of us writing. You know? If the Holy Spirit was down to, nobody would buy this book. I have so many people that all their work is selling these books. Recently, one of our pastors went to the northern part of Cote d'Ivoire. And he met a father of the largest church and movement over there. They showed me the pictures. He has thousands during their crusade and Easter, whatever program, you see thousands and thousands and thousands of people. When he approached the man and went to the man, he was introducing my books. The man took him to his office and said, wait here. And went into a room and came out with a Macarius. And the man told him, these are the only books in my study. These are the only books I have in my study. These are the only books that I read. It's the Holy Spirit. I don't know the person. In the north. Yeah. It's the Holy Spirit working. I've not been there before. I've not had a crusade there before. And the man said, now there's 60, I need it. Listen, see the Spirit and he will start to work in your life and you start to receive. Now, 1 Corinthians, I told you to turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Go to verse 12. Let's see what is there. Verse 12. I'm talking about receiving. First I said, remember the promise. Then I said, focus. Be focused on spiritual and the Spirit. He said, when you are relating with me, don't try not to relate in the natural. You relate in the natural. You see, a lot of people relate with me in the natural. You see, in Ghana, a half caste is like, oh, go away. That's how people treat half caste. You may not know. Yes. Hey, Obroni, what are you doing here? Go to your country. Hey, Lebanese man. That's how. But when they started to listen on the radio, more people listening without seeing me, they started to hear the Spirit. So many more people here now without even that part is not worrying them again. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. When you receive the Holy Spirit, you start to know many things God has given you. You see, God has given me many things. Take the beautiful songs that we've been singing in church. They are when we went to Australia, I mean, these have not been there for, they know all the songs. They sing the song. They have fans. They came with placards. I see you, Ida. They were singing. They were there. Placard. So when I saw your placard, they don't look very nice compared to the Australian one. Please, I need something here. Yeah, you better copy the Australians. I never knew that such beautiful songs were going to come. But when you follow the Spirit, more of the things that are for you will come into this world. Verse 13. With things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth. You see, like our brother who used to be a Rasta man, he said, the Holy Ghost must have convicted because he just felt the need. Nobody told him, cut your hair. Nobody told him. But when the Holy Spirit is on you, he himself will teach you. Yeah. If you become a member of the royal family, there are some rules. Yes. And they have a private secretary to the queen. The queen has private secretaries, and one of the private secretaries would teach you. One of the things, you can't wear dark nail polish, like black nail polish. Yes. No, it's not allowed. These are rules. Yes. To be a royal member of the royal family, you can't enter the room before the one senior to you. He must enter before you enter. Yeah. Oh, yes. You just don't walk about. You can't start eating before the queen and after the queen. You can't eat after. You must eat when she's eating and when she finishes. Finish food. No food. Even if there's food on your plate. You are becoming royalty, I tell you. And there are many rules. I don't want to waste your time. You want to know more how to be a... You like Toli too much. Oh, yes. Rules. A whole lot of rules. So when you become a Christian, the Holy Ghost is the private secretary of the Father which is in heaven. And he will sit you down and take you through your lessons. Things that are belonging to you and what you are supposed to do and how to behave. He teaches you slowly. Verse 14. But the natural man, not the evil man, the natural man. Like when you are too natural, too logical, too human. Oh, but you, I know you. Oh, but you, I'm older than you. Oh, all that's natural. Ah, but you, are you not whatever? Oh, Howard Mills, is it not Azozoi? Hey. Ah, is it not what you call? Oh, but you, Kanojibo. But this man is a choleric. That's, you see, those are natural things. The natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit. Once you are natural, you will never receive spiritual things. And you will not receive the Spirit. As soon as you become natural, that's why sometimes a wife may not receive from her the husband, even though he's very anointed. Or sometimes the family members. Because in the natural, they know, but you are our small boy. I know you. I carried you when you were a baby. The natural man receives not. Don't see the natural part. When they saw Jesus with the natural, but are you not Joseph's son? Ah, but I know your sister was in school with her. But the carpentry school, we went together. But last time I knew nailed a wardrobe, it wasn't good. I came to repair it. not Jesus. The natural man receiveth not. The anointing will be there. That you will. One time somebody was laying hands on a natural man. He laid hands on me. He said, receive it. The man said, receive what? The natural man said, receive what? Receive what? Take it one. Take what? He asked him, take what? What should I take? Receive it. Receive what? How do I receive it? The natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness. Unto him. Neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. So you need, I tell you, whenever I pray for people to receive the Holy Spirit and they don't receive, I feel for them because that's what happened to me. Me, I was very natural. This verse, it really applies to me. When they laid hands, I went to call the man to pray for us to receive the Holy Spirit. And I'm the one who didn't receive. All the people in the classroom at Chimota School, I went to town to bring a man who we heard had the Holy Spirit and could pray for people. I brought him to the Scripture Union. I organized him. He came there. I organized him and he was in the classroom. We all sat there. We hear that this man has the Holy Spirit. I don't want to mention his name. He had the Holy Spirit. And he prayed for, you should see them. And I was standing there looking at the guy and said, what's going on here? Because, you know, I'm supposed to receive the Holy Ghost. Most of the people received. I took consolation that there were about two or three other people who also did not receive, including me. The leader, the organizer. I didn't mind anybody. I was just looking. About 6 weeks later, I was praying. Every day I prayed for the Holy Spirit. No Holy Spirit. Because I was waiting for a radio to come on in my stomach and I would hear the words coming out of my mouth. But no radio was coming on. So one day I was praying. I was lying down, finished having my quiet time. I was praying. Those days I could only pray in English. Oh God, thank you for today. I was not thinking about, before I realized, I was speaking in tongues. Wow! And I heard myself speaking in tongues. And I said, no, I can't stop. If I stop, it will never come back again. So I continued. I prayed in tongues. On lying on my bed at Chimota School, in the dormitory, I put a pillow on my face. Yeah, so that people think I'm just sleeping. Like, I like sleeping. I don't care what you think about me. I was speaking into the pillow with tongues. Kaya shata. The natural man who finds it very difficult. Yes. But when you are spiritual, you receive the Spirit. And I want everybody here, I tell you, you cannot make it in this world without the Spirit. Your life has not started. Turn to James chapter 2. Hey. Amazing. James chapter 2. Life has not begun. Are you watching? Are you watching? James chapter 2 verse 26. Beautiful. As the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. Listen, the church or you as a body without the spirit is dead. Your life is not working. I'm telling you, take it from me. Without the spirit is dead. The church without the spirit is dead. Look at it. The body without the spirit is dead. There's no, you haven't started your life.
Without the Spirit, I'm telling you, the things that are supposed to happen, the guidance, the leading, the help, the assistance, the elevation has not started because you don't have the Spirit. Body without the Spirit is dead. You are finished. You are doomed. You are damned. What you need is the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
I need Him. You need Him. I tell you more than you. You see, but he's invisible. And he doesn't have like a feeling. So you get the feeling that He's not there. But you have to see the effects. He said, you shall receive power. 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 Without the Spirit is dead. Oh, you see the church when there's no Spirit. Everything looks so difficult. It's so difficult for a dead man to raise his hand. Have you not seen a dead person? You lift the hand. You lift the leg. You prick. No movement, no feeling. It's one of the difficult things to see a dead person, you know. Doesn't respond to anything. In some way. In some way. So difficult to be a Christian without the Holy Spirit. How difficult for a dead man to walk. In fact, not difficult, impossible. Impossible to tell the truth. Impossible to be holy. Impossible to work for God. Impossible to leave that boy. Impossible to leave that girl. Impossible to serve God. Everything is difficult when there's no Spirit. You see churches where there's no Holy Spirit, no God, there's no power. It's difficult. I'm telling you, I've been longer than you as a Christian. I've been doing it longer. It's not easy. You need the Holy Spirit. He is the master. He came to stand by my side the day that I received Him and has been walking with me. And He will keep coming. If you can see Him, you will receive Him. If you can put your eyes out and see through. When you see people, see the Spirit. When you see the church, see the Spirit. Try to let your eyes focus and see the Spirit. Then you will receive Him. When you can't see the Spirit, you don't get know nothing. And I tell you, there's no need for us to form any clubs. There are enough clubs and groups. But this is the Holy Spirit coming. And Jesus said, you wait for the Spirit. Peter couldn't preach, couldn't do anything. Only fears occupied and swelled in his mind. When they saw how they killed Jesus and how the people were wicked. Who should get up next and say that he's a pastor? Who should get up and say that he's the next preacher? He's like Jesus and a follower of Jesus. Somebody whom the whole town has crucified. But when the power came on him, it was easy for him. He stood up and pointed to the people. He said, you wicked people, you crucified the Son of God. It was easy. I prophesy it's going to be easy for you to serve God. It's going to be easy for you to follow Jesus. When you start to see the Holy Spirit in your life, you see that the Holy Spirit will be working. Be working. Will be working. Yeah. I mean, I know the Holy Spirit by salvations. You know what somebody said to me once? You know, I was listening to him. He said that when the Spirit is in the church, when the Holy Spirit is there, there is salvation. You see, like when you breathe, the heart pumps the blood. So the blood of Jesus is flowing. So when the Holy Spirit and the blood of Jesus is flowing, then there are salvations. Salvations. People are saved. So you see, like this boy who is saved is the presence of the Holy Spirit moving. And there are salvations, pure salvations all over the place. So dear friend, on this wonderful day, after your salvation, look at Jesus. So Acts chapter 1 from verse 1, he started to tell the people, Charlie, it's Holy Ghost throughout. It's Holy Ghost. Because the body
without the Spirit is dead. From today, a new life is coming into your life. Stand up on your feet, everybody. Lift your hands and pray for the Holy Spirit. Ask for the Holy Spirit. Pray for the Holy Spirit. In your life, everybody, no matter who you are, how long you've been a Christian, pray for the Holy Spirit. Ask for the Holy Spirit. Desire the Holy Spirit. Seek the Holy Spirit. Kayamando Shantala Mamandala Baba. Mondala Santele Mombara Lashene Mendere Bele Berede. If you don't speak in tongues, you haven't yet received the Holy Spirit, come to the front quickly. If you have not yet received the Holy Spirit and you don't speak in tongues, come to the front. And I'm going to pray with you here. Very quickly, very quickly, very quickly. I don't have much time. I'm doing this in 3 minutes. If you don't have the Holy Spirit, come quickly. Walk very quickly and stand right here. I'll just show them where to stand. Right there. Right there. Very quickly. Very quickly. Pray for the Holy Spirit. Everybody else, lift your hand. Watch your bag, your Bible. Don't let anybody steal anything. Your phone.
Yes.
Watch out in the church, please. Very important. Not all men have faith. If you don't have the Holy Spirit, come and stand here. Come and stand here. All right. Now lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. And ask God.
Jesus.
Say this prayer after me, everybody. In front here. Say this prayer with me. Close your eyes. Say, Lord Jesus, today I receive you as my Savior. Please forgive me for my sins and wash me with the blood of Jesus. From today, I open my heart. I receive Jesus as my Savior and my Lord. Please write my name in the book of life. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, how many of you here want to receive the Holy Spirit? How many of us in the congregation want the Holy Spirit to come into your life in a special way? New life is coming. I feel. How many feel new life? New life. Very good. Now, lift up your hand. I want the pastors in the front to come and join me, help to just pray for the people. Lift your hand and we are praying for you in just 1 minute or 2 minutes. Just ask God for the Holy Spirit. You are going to receive the Holy Spirit and start speaking in tongues. Right now, ask God for the Holy Spirit. Say, Lord, give me the Holy Spirit. Right now, begin to say, Lord, give me the Holy Spirit. Give me the Holy Spirit. Give me the Holy Spirit. Fill me, ask God, fill me. And also in the congregation, because you can be filled many times. Ask God, fill me with the Holy Spirit now. Fill me now, fill me now with the Holy Spirit. And right now, begin to receive the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Close your eyes, lift up your hand, open your mouth, begin to speak in a new tongue. Begin to speak in a new tongue. Can I have the pastors to join me up here, please, to pray for them? So many people, yeah. Lay hands on the people. Beautiful. Beautiful. Kamala Mashanda. Don't pray in English anymore. Just open your mouth. Let it flow. The mighty Holy Spirit of God. The mighty Holy Spirit of God. Kalamama Shatala Baba. Don't pray in English anymore. The Holy Spirit is coming on you. The Holy Spirit is coming on you. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive the Holy Spirit. Kamala Mashanda la Babanda. Thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. It's flowing. It's flowing. It's flowing. Mighty Holy Spirit. Mighty Holy Spirit. Mighty Holy Spirit. Yes, receive. Receive. It's flowing. Whether I lay hands on you or not, just receive it while you are standing. The Holy Ghost is flowing. Receive it. Let it flow. The Holy Spirit, receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it.
Jesus.
Thank you, Holy Spirit of God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Receive. It's flowing. It's flowing. Yes. Let the Spirit flow. Let the Spirit flow. Let the Spirit flow. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lift your hands. Jesus. Just thank God right now. Just thank God.
Thank you.
If you have already started speaking in tongues, don't speak in English. Just speak in tongues. Let it flow out of you. Let it flow. The Spirit of God. The Spirit of God. The Spirit of God. The Spirit of God. Thank God. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Receive it. Receive the Holy Spirit. Father, thank you for the blessing of this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, everybody in the congregation, also lift your hands. Receive the Holy Spirit right now.
Yes.
Receive the mighty Holy Spirit right now. Receive the mighty Holy Spirit right now. Take in a deep breath and receive the Spirit of God. Power of the Holy Ghost upon your life. A change is coming in your life. Life is coming in your life. Power is coming in your life. Everybody begin to speak in tongues right now. Open your mouth and speak in tongues. Speak in the Spirit. Speak in the Spirit. Speak in the Spirit. Speak in the Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for your blessing. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. Hallelujah. How many of you here have already started speaking in tongues? Lift up your hands. Oh, beautiful. So many people have received. Oh, lift up your hand if you just started speaking in tongues. Beautiful. God bless you. You may go back to your seat. So many people are receiving the Holy Spirit. Now, all of you who came forward to receive the Holy Spirit, when we close, all of you should come to this place called the Salvation Corner. Amen. All of you who came forward to be prayed for, all of you come to this corner immediately when we close. Wow. People are receiving the Holy Spirit. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. How many are going to start to see the Holy Spirit in everything? Yes. Benny Hinn's book on Good Morning Holy Spirit is really, you can even call that book See the Holy Spirit. It's like he was talking to the Holy Spirit about everything. Is when you begin to see the Spirit, you start to have a different experience. Yes. So when you look at me, try to see the Spirit. There's nothing to get there. The flesh is flesh. But the Spirit, there's something. That's the anointing, the Holy Spirit. And you'll be blessed. Anybody who God uses, try to see the Spirit part of the person. And you start to get blessed in a different way. We have nothing to offer in the flesh. But the Holy Spirit, he makes a difference. Yes. And the thing that was dead that could not walk, you see that it's just walking easy. 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 How many of you watch me preach and it looks like I preach easily? It looks easy, isn't it? Yes. It's the Holy Spirit. Yes. It's the Holy Spirit. When I see Ida singing, I don't know how she can sing. I don't know how, even one phrase, how to even make the sound. But it's the Spirit. When God gives you the Spirit, what you do, it helps you as if you are super. But it's the Holy Spirit that is working. It's amazing. It's time for us to receive communion. Amen.
Take, eat, this is my body.
which is broken for you. Drink, this is my blood, which was shed for you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. The cup of blessing which we bless, it's the communion of the blood of Christ. The bread which we break, it's the communion of the body of Christ. Oh, this is the holy meal, the meal of God. Sustain you, it will make you whole, it will give you life. When I see the blood, yeah, oh, I'll pass over you.
Hallelujah. Luke 24 and verse 30, you are going to be glad to see this one. It says, and it came to pass as he sat at meat with them, that he took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to them. And their eyes were opened. And their eyes were opened. And their eyes were opened. Your eyes are opening today to see the Spirit of the living God. Hallelujah.
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 Kaya la ma shata ba la ba la ba. Telo mo da sata ba. Now, whatever you can't see that is spiritual, you are going to begin to see after this communion. Stand to your feet.
When I see the blood.
Take the bread. Father, as we break this bread today, let power come into our eyes. Those of us who have only two eyes, give us two more eyes. Those of us who have more than two eyes, give us seven eyes, seven pairs of eyes, in the front and in the back, in the spirit and everywhere. Give us eyes, eyes of the spirit. We give you thanks, Father, and we give you praise for what you have done and what you are doing in our lives. The body of Jesus Christ. Father, we lift up the blood. Whatever the mistakes are, this week's mistakes, last week's mistakes, mistakes from our mouths, from our hearts, from our tongues, from our lips, from our eyes, from our souls, from our bodies, from our flesh, from our desires, from our feelings. Let this blood wash away, Lord, all grievous mistakes that have shortened our lives, Lord, that have changed our lives, Lord. By this blood, let our eyes be opened to see 70 years with ease. In the name of Jesus, let us see good days. Let our eyes be opened to see good things that we have never seen before.
Amen.
We thank you, Father, which art in heaven, for your blessedness, your greatness, the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The blood.
hands for your blessing. When they are looking for a star, may they come and look for you. When they are looking for a shining example of a good thing, may they come and look for you. When they are looking for somebody to promote, may they come and look for you. When somebody is being chosen, amongst the virgins and amongst the ladies, may you be blessed amongst the women in the name of Jesus. When a son is being chosen to be made into a prince, may you be chosen and may you be selected. Let them search out for you diligently until you are found.
Amen.
May a large gift be presented to you.
I receive it.
I say, may a large gift be presented to you.
I receive it.
May a large gift be presented to you. A gift, something you cannot earn, something you cannot buy, something you cannot imagine. Receive a large gift in the name of Jesus. Now I see marriages and celebrations being released. Now receive your wedding celebration now in the name of Jesus. Whatever keeps you back from your wedding day, whatever foolishness, whatever argument, whatever mistake, may the gates open wide to receive you now. I see you entering a royal family in the name of Jesus. I see you having a royal wedding in the name of Jesus. I see you having good days and many good things in the name of Jesus. Why? Because you didn't seek them. You sought after the Lord and you sought His kingdom. Therefore, all things soever that you didn't seek for be added unto you this day in the name of Jesus Christ. May the blessing of the Lord go with you. May the angel of the Lord follow you. May the blessing of the Lord pursue you. I speak to the windows and the doors of your dwelling place. And I say, may goodness and mercy force their way through your doors and your windows. May goodness and mercy force their way through your windows and doors. In the name of Jesus Christ, let Psalm 23 be fulfilled in your life. May your enemies see you prosper and rise higher than ever before. All who wish your downfall, I command them to fall down. All evil eyes that look upon us with jealousy, go blind today in the name of Jesus. May the covering of the Lord and the healing of the Lord enter your body, enter your flesh, enter your mind, enter your eyes, enter your liver, enter your stomach, enter every part of you. Receive the healing of the Lord. And now may the mighty Holy Spirit sent from heaven become your best friend. May He speak to you in the morning. May He speak to you in the afternoon. May He speak to you in the evening. May He anoint you with the Holy Ghost and power. May you be covered by the Spirit. May you be led by the Spirit. May you be controlled by the Spirit. May you enjoy life by the Holy Ghost sent from above. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Savior of the world, may these blessings come to pass practically in your life in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Somebody here received a very large gift. Receive that gift in the name of Jesus. Amen. Be seated.
Receiveth. Yeah. A natural man receiveth not. So when you are saying, I receive it, it's good. Yes.
Tithe, it is the Lord's. It does not belong to you. It is the Lord's. You must pay your tithe. You've got to know it is the Lord's. For without tithing, there'll be no prosperity. When you pay your offerings in the house of God, so that there is meat in the house of God, you can prove me now. It says the Lord your God, when my house is filled, I'll bless you and you will be blessed. So give all your offerings, pay all your tithe. Oh, give it, please give it. You will receive a harvest of many blessings. So give it, please give it. I will open you the windows of heaven. I'll pour you out a blessing so much you cannot receive. So give all your offerings, pay all your tithe, oh give it. Honor the Lord thy God with thy substance. Honor the Lord thy God with your first fruit. So shall thy barns be filled with increase from the Lord. Your bank account will burst with the blessing of the Lord. Whosoever sows a seed sparingly, he shall also reap a harvest sparingly. He that soweth bountifully reaps bountifully. For the Lord, he loves a cheerful giver. Yes, he does. So give all your offerings, pay all your tithe. Oh, give it, please give it. You will receive a harvest of many blessings. Oh, give it, please give it. I will open you the windows of heaven. I'll pour you out a blessing so much you cannot receive. So give all your offerings, pay all your tithe, oh give it. Ooh. Give all your offerings, pay all your tithe, come on and give it. Please give it. You will receive a harvest of many blessings, come on, give it. Please give it. Give all your offerings, pay all your tithe. Come on and give it, give it, give it, give it. You will receive a harvest of so many blessings. Come on and give it.
Hallelujah. Are you blessed? Are you enjoying life with the Holy Spirit? Amen. Well, it's our Father's birthday, and like I said, we have every reason to be excited about it. So we want to stand up. We want to sing happy birthday for him. I don't know where my instrumental is gone. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear daddy. Happy birthday to you. Now stretch forth your hands and may God bless you now.
May God bless you.
From your stomach. Say it again. May God bless you, Daddy.
May God bless you now. May God bless you now. May God bless you now. May God bless you now.
Put your hands together. Give the Lord a shout. I can't hear you, First Love. Give the Lord a scream. Well, you may be seated for a few minutes. We want to run through a quick celebration, but the celebration goes on and on and on and on. But first of all, we have some special birthday testimonies with Pastor Paul Bedu. So please put your hands together. Let's welcome him as he brings up some wonderful birthday testimonies.
Amen. Why don't you put your hands together for Jesus? Amen. On this special occasion of our prophet's birthday, we want some special people to give some testimonies. Amen. We want to invite Kobe Nelson on behalf of the Basenta leaders and the young people in the church. Put your hands together for him. You know, Philemon said, Paul told Philemon, I don't want to remind you how that you owe me your very life. Amen. That's how daddy has been to many of us. Amen. Kobe, tell us your story and... Yes, yes. On this special occasion, tell us a story.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I celebrate this day with you, Daddy, as my own as well. And I stand here to testify on behalf of what the Lord has done for me through the ministry of Bishop Dagiod Mills. I gave my life to Christ 2014. Before 2014, the Lord happened. After salvation, I lost 14 of my friends because we were really into nightclubbing, went to chasing prostitutes. I remember level 100, second semester, I had a roommate who was a lady.
As you can see, he's a boy, but he said he had a roommate who was a lady. Say, yeah.
Hallelujah. It was very, very terrible. It was really messy. Like, the whole, like, in the class.
So, would you have ever found yourself in a church?
No, honestly, my life was not into church. I didn't like church. I didn't like pastors. I didn't like anything about church. I remember when Daddy was even preaching in our hostel. That was Prestige Hostel. I had a lady sitting on my tap when he was preaching.
That was the day of his conversion. On the day of his conversion, he was a student in UPSA. So he had a lady sitting on his lap. He had just come out of the nightclub. And Bishop was preaching on the stage at the Carnival of Stars at UPSA.
I remember I was telling my friend that the way of late fresh girls are going to church, I think it is a good idea we also start going to church. So when Daddy made the altar call, honestly, the life I was living, I was scared of dying. I realized I was dying because the rate at which I was fornicating, I noticed I was dying. So when Daddy spoke about death, I was afraid. So I don't know what happened to me, myself, the lady. I don't know what happened. I just found myself in front, giving my life to Christ.
Did you throw the lady away or is
I? I don't know where she passed. So I remember after obligation come, I told my chief elder that I want to start preaching. Yeah, so he encouraged me. He gave me the Macanet evangelist. Then I had to start preaching for my own class. And it was very terrible because like half of the ladies have eaten.
Forgive! Say yeah. Yeah! Half of the ladies I have. Yeah. Mercy. So are you changed now?
By the grace of God, the life I now live now, I thank God so much for the life of Bishop that God knows. I'm totally transformed.
Oh, I thought you would stand up and put your hands together for Jesus. He's representing all Basenta leaders. All center of ACS, all wayward boys and girls whose lives have been changed and converted, who are now preaching the word of God, who are now witnessing room to room, who are now bringing buses full of people to church. If you are one of them, shout, yeah. Thank you so much, Daddy. So are you grateful to the prophet?
Daddy, I'm so, so grateful. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for my salvation. It really means a lot to me. Thank you so much. I love you, Daddy.
Wow, put your hands together for that powerful testimony. And also on behalf of International First Love and on behalf of all our missionaries, we want to welcome Pastor McDonald Penny all the way from Sierra Leone. Oh, put your hands together. Swiss McKenny. He travels in and out of Switzerland. Today is in Switzerland, the next day is in McKenny, he's in Bo, he's an international minister. Put your hands together for him, Pastor McDonald.
Hello, everybody. I thank God for Bishop Dagwood Mills. I thank God that he was born. I believe that he was born for me. I was a Christian attending church, but I was never thinking of becoming a pastor. Never in my life I had visions of becoming, rich and different areas of my life. I was never thinking of pastoral something. But when I met Bishop Dagwood Mills, I was drawn to his teaching and I began to listen to his messages. And I remember one camp, Lord, I know you need somebody. That was my camp. That was a camp that changed everything for me totally. And from that time, I became a pastor. I said to myself, I'll become a pastor, I'll become a missionary. And that has affected my life. That's my life's work now. Wherever what I have now, or where I've been traveling to, or wherever I've gone to, is because of the connection with our Father. And I thank God that he was born. It's not just his birthday, it's my birthday as well. Daddy, I really want you to know that. And yeah.
And your church back in McKenny.
Thank God, God has given us over 100 members. The last time, I was not even there, but we had about 180 people. Yeah. And they are all Sierra Leoneans, they are all foreigners. And it's a blessing because the last time I went there, I actually went there. They met me at the airport. I was like, wow, what a blessing.
He has become a mini president. He has become a mega church pastor. It is your future too. If you believe it, say amen. So you owe this life you live now to Bishop Doug.
I owe it so much to Bishop Doug. I want to thank him because I wouldn't have, after the Ebola situation in Liberia, I was a little bit shaking. And I was not thinking of going back to mission. But I remember Daddy saying that, go, go. I said, oh, I wanted to become a local missionary. He said, no, no, you have to go. I want you to become an international missionary. Go, go. So I owe that ministry to him totally. Because I was like, I'm not going. That was it. But his encouragement, text messages, WhatsApps, go, go. That encouragement. And I'm so grateful. And I want to pray to God that he'll help me to continue to be faithful and do the things that I must do so that we can continue to live together and continue to be his son. Amen. 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 So, Daddy, I want to say I love you. You know, in Africa, we don't normally say I love you. You normally say it to women or some, but I want to say I love you. And it's really coming from my heart. Daddy, I love you. Thank you. Thank you for giving me this opportunity. I'm so grateful.
Oh, put your hands together for an almost emotional Pastor McDonald. Please do it better for him. Do it better for him. Hallelujah. What a blessing. And finally, we want to call on Dr. Joyce Jabate. She's sharing her story on behalf of the business community and on behalf of the prestigious Greater Love members. Oh, do it better for her. Oh, put your hands together for Dr. Joyce. Wow.
Hallelujah. I want to thank God that Bishop Doug was born. And I think, like our other brother, that he was born for me. My name is Joyce Abuda, and I joined Lighthouse in, 29 years ago. That was in April 1989. I just finished medical school. And I came home to Ghana in March, and I joined Lighthouse in April. And when I was coming from Europe after 8 years, I came with 50 francs. 50 francs.
That was all the money.
That was all the money I came with.
Yes, please.
And I understand that is 200 Ghana cedis now.
Wow.
So that was all the money I came with. A doctor in Kolebu and very broke. And I'll join the Trotro line in Circle. And I'll join the Trotro. And when it's time to pay, somebody will say, "Doctor, I've paid for you." Inchi, Doctor, Metriamo. And that happened a few times. I decided that, no, I have to believe God to move to taxi. So now I started joining the pool taxi. And again, I start paying. "Oh, doctor, don't worry, I've paid for you." But that was where I was. But gradually, as I sat at the feet of Bishop Dag, my father and a prophet, God started lifting me up. And I remember my first car, which was a two-door confiscated car. I mean, it changed my life. Gradually, I went into private practice. Daddy was there when I started. It was a small garage, almost empty. He came, he dedicated it, prophesied over my life. Some few years later, we moved on to a bigger facility. That is our Tudu branch, CNJ Medicare Tudu. Again, Daddy was there praying and supporting and encouraging. 6 years ago, we started another facility. And that is our Lashibi branch. And then I embarked on what we call international accreditation. And on the 18th of May, just last week, we became the first ever hospital in Ghana to be internationally accredited for quality of care.
Why don't you put your hands together for Jesus? Wow.
I'm sure you'll soon hear the news all over. I'm not talking about ISO. Some of you know ISO. That's not what I'm talking about. This is ISQUA.
That's a higher level.
The doctors.
You are going higher too in Jesus'
name. Amen. And by God's grace, in July, will be 25 years.
Wow.
But though I testify concerning my business, I believe that Daddy has impacted my life in every area. I mean, in ministry. One day he saw me and said, "Joyce, I saw you. You are becoming a pastor. Make sure you become a pastor." And I became a pastor in 2001. At one time, I was believing God for a baby, and I'd been all over the place. And then one day I took another person to Daddy for counseling. And then during the middle, he just stopped and said, "Joyce, do you know you are going to have a baby?" I was like, then he goes again, "Joyce, do you know you are going to have a baby?" And that was what it was. I got pregnant and I had
a baby. Is that baby Dr. Janice?
No, that baby is Elder Charles.
Wow. Well, give the Lord a shout of praise. The baby is very big now. That's a blessing. Wow.
And I mean, time will not permit me, but every aspect, my health, my marriage, every area of my life, Daddy has impacted me. And this morning, as I was just thinking about it, the Holy Ghost dropped a song in my spirit. And, oh, no, no. I mean, I'm not singing. The song is, "He makes all things beautiful in His time."
Wow.
And as I sang and worshipped, I believe the Holy Ghost impressed upon me that what He had done was to make me beautiful. As I sat under Daddy's feet through all the issues, He was changing me and making me beautiful from inside and giving me a beautiful life. And Daddy, I want to say thank you. But because of your obedience, I have a beautiful life. I have a beautiful life.
Oh, put your hands together for Dr. Joyce. Wow, what a blessing. What a blessing.
You may not understand. I'm not talking external beauty. I'm talking about beauty within. And as I end, I just want to say that I know the Lord has not finished with me. And as we start attempting great things for God, I want you all to believe with me to expect greater things from God. Happy birthday, Daddy. I appreciate you so much. So much.
Thank you so much. Why don't you put your hands together for Jesus? Wow. I'm sure these testimonies and these stories are visions to us, from the Bacenta leader, Corby Nelson, to the missionary, Pastor McDonald, to the Greater Love member. Daddy has been there at different junctions. It shows you that you have to be here, and you have to stay, and you have to receive the gift of God, and your life will change from better to better to better to better. Put your hands together for Jesus.
Hallelujah. I can't hear you. Hallelujah. So, Daddy, in summation, on behalf of the whole church, on behalf of the First Love Church and denomination, we want to say happy birthday. We really love you. And I think ceremonies are a nice excuse or opportunity for us to say how much we feel. And all the different people who have testified today are genuine stories of how God has touched their lives through your ministry. And I think the verse that comes to mind is that through one man's obedience, many, many, many people have been saved. So you could have said no. I heard you telling a story about how you had a vision and God lifted you up from a chair and put you in someone else's chair. And I just want to thank God that you said yes. Because if you had said no, like other people say no to the call of God, we wouldn't be here. We wouldn't have a place in the ministry. We may not even be saved. So on behalf of the church, I want to say with all seriousness that we love you. We appreciate what God has given us. We recognize the level and the weight of the gift which God has given to us as a church. And today we want to honor you. We want to honor your life. We want to honor your legacy, your ministry, and the fruit that you have borne for us. We love you, and we hope you live to be 150 years old, at least. Amen. Dear Daddy, precious to us, your efforts are seen by us, and we are. Daddy, can you please join us on stage to cut the cake?
Just say it like
full-time pastors.
Daddy, precious to us.
Can I have full-time pastors also come up? All full-time pastors, can you also come up to cut the cake with Daddy? All full-time pastors, please join us on stage to cut the cake.
We really appreciate.
First love, I can't hear you. Dear Daddy, precious.
Dear Daddy, precious to us. Your efforts are seen by us, and we are just saying thanks.
Just saying thanks.
Just saying thanks.
We love you.
Dear Daddy, precious to us. Your efforts are seen by us, and we are just saying thanks.
We're just saying thanks.
Just saying thanks.
We love you.
We love.
Over to Bishop Ogo to help us to cut the cake at this time. On this special day, our father, the prophet, will be joined by the Holy Spirit to help him to cut this cake. The helper, the advocate, the standby, the counselor, and the intercessor is standing with him to cut this cake. And we are just blessed to be in the company of angels and the Holy Spirit himself. So, Daddy, please go ahead.
Well, as I cut this cake, I thank the Holy Spirit for giving me so many years, 55 years on earth, to be preaching. I became a pastor when I was 25 years old. 30 years ago. And I'm grateful to God that He has given me the strength. And I want to say, behind every man of God who serves God is a mighty Holy Spirit working. And so I cut this cake in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I dedicate all the cakes to the Holy Ghost. Which of them am I supposed to cut? I should cut all of them.
Sense the Holy Spirit assisting in the cutting, I tell you.
The Holy Spirit is helping me. This is anointed cutting of cakes by the Holy Ghost.
Get that precious.
Hallelujah. Put your hands together. Give the Lord a shout of praise.
Precious to us, your efforts are seen by us. And we are just saying that.
Just saying thanks.
Just saying that. Dear Daddy, precious to us, your efforts are seen by us. And we are just saying thanks.
Just stretch forth your hand to our Father, to our prophet, and let's say a short word of prayer. Just pray for him that the blessing that God has used him to be in our lives will continue. Pray that we will have the grace to obey everything that he has asked us to do. Pray that God will lift him to higher heights in ministry. Pray that all the things that he has desired to do for God, he will do them as we follow and as we obey all the words that God has given him. Father, we thank you for today. Thank you for sending us such a precious gift in our Father. We are grateful to you. We pray that your will be done in his life, in the life of the ministry which you have called us to help him with. We thank you for the provision and the providence all these years. Thank you that we have lived to see the day our Father turned 55. We are grateful to you as a church, oh God, for sending a great gift and a great light to us. Let that light shine forever, oh God. Let that light shine on our lives, on our hearts, and on our spirits. In Jesus' name I pray. And everyone said, amen. What a blessing. First love, put your hands together.
You have been blessed by the preaching of God's word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books, and other resources by Dykewood Mills, please visit our website at www.dykewoodmills.org. God richly bless you.